Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
I'll be home for Christmas, where the love light gleams.
Well, hopefully you're going to be in a home before Christmas, or you already are.
You should be home for Christmas.
Yes, yes, of course. We hope you are all home for Christmas, or either in your mind or in your dreams, as the song talks about. But hopefully you bought a home here in Sonoma County, which is very cool. If you did, congratulations. The rates, you know, kind of held. They didn't really go dramatically up. And even though the Fed is, you know, has raised again, I think it's a lot of that's been built in. So, you know, the way the rates are nowadays, they're still looking really, really good. So hopefully you are in a home before Christmas, which is nice. And you can do whatever you want now with the interior of that house. You can have a neon lighted Christmas tree and, well, I don't know about that, but you could have a lot of fun. Anyway, but good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, you mentioned the Christmas lights, neon. I put my lights up three times this year.
Yeah, three times.
And all three times a string would go out.
I hate
out.
That.
So after the third time, especially when I plugged it in the third time, I got a little shock with
Ooh.
It. So I decided, somebody's telling me, don't put the lights up this year. So, and my son's all mad. He's 27.
Let him come over and put them up.
Well, he's here, but he said now Santa Claus is going to skip us.
Yeah, Santa Claus only goes to houses that he can see. Yeah, but you ever see that movie Polar Express?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
It's a great. I mean, yeah, that's probably, my daughter loves it. It's going to be like one of my second favorite movies.
Right.
It's very imaginative.
Gee, what's
Tom Hanks
favorite?
Does a great job. Yeah, one of my favorite is. Well, speaking of that, it's obviously, we all know it's a Christmas story. And, you know, I was reading about that this morning because we're going to have a trivia contest. We're going to give away three prizes.
You had to read?
Well,
I figured you knew everything about it.
You know how many people have watched the Christmas story?
How many?
I mean, there are.
Is that one of the trivia questions?
One year they had 34 million watching.
Is that during the 24-hour marathon?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like.
Speaking of which. I went to look at my program guide just to get this right.
Gotcha.
On TBS, it starts at 8 p.m. Christmas Eve.
All right.
It goes to 24 hours. And on TNT, it starts an hour later.
Yeah.
So you got recycled.
You can see every scene you've ever wanted. Now, hopefully they don't cut it. Because
well,
I saw
don't
it
they,
earlier.
Doesn't everybody cut things now?
Well, but you know what you could do? You can go to, if you have Affinity, Xfinity, you can actually, it's under free movies.
Commercial free too?
Well, it's commercial, obviously. It's,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's movies. Yeah, so you can see the whole thing, you know, in its entirety with the big fudge, you know, scene where he drops the what?
The word you can't say here on the radio.
Yeah, but what brings it on though? What did he do?
I don't. This is
that's
that
trivia.
One of the trivia.
That's
questions.
One of our
okay,
trivia
okay.
questions.
So
okay.
then I. Good
so
thing
our
I don't
first
know.
Trivia question. Now we're going to give away some. Joe's eating some of my wife's great biscotti cookies that she made yesterday, and I love when she does it because the whole house smells like anise, and you know it just smells like my mother's you know Christmas. But my mother always made biscotti. She was you know Sicilian, so that's what they did. But we're going to give away some biscotti. We got some great books, maybe a couple of gift cards. It'll be kind of a, you know, what do we call it? A potpourri of fun, right?
Okay.
Okay, you're really excited about that.
That makes sense to me, potpourri. Whatever you decide to give as a gift is basically
gonna,
what it's going to be.
What the hell potpourri means, right?
Also, I wanted to mention on TNT, it starts at 9 p.m. The lead-in to the marathon is The Wizard of Oz. And I have not seen The Wizard of Oz.
You've never seen The Wizard
no,
of Oz?
No, of course I've seen, but I haven't seen it in a long time. It used to be on once a year before you had VCRs and all that stuff to
you
tape.
You got
and,
it. Yeah, that's
but that's a pretty good lead-in.
That's a great classic movie also. These are all, I think Turner bought all these. I think he bought every MGM movie prior to 19, I think it was like 92 or something like that. But anyway, so give us a call if you want, 636-1350. This is a actual real estate show, and we will get to real estate, but this is our Christmas kind of special, and the last time you will hear I'll Be Home for Christmas for the year. Yes.
I'll be home.
And hopefully you are. So what we're going to do is chat about some real estate, what's going on. I was on Pat Kirsten's. That's my niece's name, Kirsten. Pat Kerrigan's show on Friday, chatting about the real estate market. And I appreciate Pat letting me come on. We usually were on between the 9 and 10 hour, where she has more time to get into things. Oh, first call, they're probably calling on the...
Now I got to do is hope the phone works.
What was the question? Anyway... Anyway, but I was on Pat's show talking about the lots that are for sale and those have sold up in the Northeast and the Northwest area. And, you know, pretty dramatic sales up in the Northeast. I'm hearing you coming through, Jeff? Joe. You're coming through on the microphone.
I'll turn my microphone.
There you go. It's always a good thing. Thank you, Joe. So we're going to kind of get into those numbers and I mean some observations, which I think will be very interesting to see what happens. I mean, last year we sold about 11% more million-dollar properties than we did the previous year in 2017, and a lot of that was fueled by people needing to find a home. There was an interesting article yesterday in the PD about a couple of gentlemen who purchased a home, and they bought it a week after they lost their house because they felt that everybody in the world would be trying to buy a house, which is logical. So they got a place and they rehabbed it, and they're living there now instead of rebuilding their property. But we're going to chat about that. But first, we have our first caller of the day, Jeff of Larkfield. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Now, he's got the answer.
He's got the answer.
And you forgot what the question. So he'll give the answer and see if you can remember
right,
what
give
the
me
question
the answer.
Was.
Give me the answer, Jeff.
He dropped the lug nuts from the hubcap.
You got it. And he said the immortal four-letter word, which we can't say here on KSRO.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah,
I thought he said fudge.
Yeah, sort of. Yes, I have a T-shirt that shows him saying fudge, but we all know that his dad never said the word fudge in his life. His dad...
He just ate fudge.
His dad swore like a super stevedore or something.
Military person?
Yeah. Anyway, but hey, well, thanks a lot for calling.
Stay on the line, Jeff.
We're going to get your information. We're going to send you God knows what, but it'll be fun and you'll like it and all that good stuff. And thanks for listening to the show. So are you a big Christmas Story guy?
Oh, yeah. We watch it every year.
Yeah. I watch it multiple times. Especially if it's on like TNT. You come in halfway through the movie or three quarters of the movie.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, hey, have a great Christmas. We appreciate your call.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
You too. And thanks for listening. Yeah, see that?
So we're one for one.
One for one. Okay, now we'll have to think about another one. I got plenty of trivia questions. Okay,
I've got a list here. So I can find the answers out if you ask the right question.
You want to do one?
Well, I'm not sure. You let me know if it's a good one. What was Ralphie's favorite radio show? Is that a good one?
That's not bad. That would be okay. If you're a serious listener, okay, you would. And what did he covet? That came in the mail. He was waiting for it, and it came in the mail, and it has to do with the radio show.
See? Oh, and it was it was Mark Fragile?
No. That's the Major Award.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then I'm in trouble.
And it wasn't Fragile. It was Fragile.
Oh, okay.
That's what his dad said. Look, it must be from France. It says Fragile. And his wife says, the great thing about this movie is people don't realize that is him and his wife, she's giving him all sorts of stuff, and there's that one scene where he asks, like, I can't remember what it is, but anyway, but let's take a call. We already have a listener who's going to tell us who that is. Okay, the favorite show. We got multiple calls. So hold on. Joe's going to try to get to it as much as he can. She knows the answer. Let's put her on, or he or she or... Yes, let's get her on the air, or he or she. Okay, who we? Al from Katati. Hey, Al, what's up?
Hi. Hi, Mike. Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Same to you. Same to you. So, what's the answer?
The answer is his favorite radio show is Little Orphan Annie.
Yes. And what did he get in the mail?
The Secret Decoder.
Right? You, man, you are a stud. I'm telling you. You are. You're like me. You're like, you're a listener. I mean, I listen to that show all the time. I always pick up all these little things. And I'm not even going to ask you what the actual, when he decoded the message, what it actually said. But you probably know.
Oh, don't forget to drink your Ovaltine.
Yeah. Perfect. You are a stud. All right, make a big star next to him because he gets double stuff. We'll send double stuff. Stay on the line. We're going to get your name and number, okay?
All right.
All right, have a good Christmas. Thanks for listening. Wow. That's Al. He's a stud. I'm telling you, he knew all those good stuff.
Well, you don't get any calls for real estate, but mention the Christmas
story.
Hey, come on.
Why not?
Okay.
We get calls for real estate. You quit saying that we don't.
I'm just joking.
All right.
Aren't we in a holiday spirit mood?
We are,
here?
Yes. Yes. If we have a wipeout, we'll come back after this break. So we'll take a break. Did you just cut me off?
No, I don't think.
Okay. 636-1350 is the call number. We're doing some trivia for the Christmas story. We may do, who knows, 3 or 4 or 5 gifts. I don't know, but we'll keep going until we. So I think we got enough. Anyway, so give us a call if you want to get in or just listen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words.
KSRO, on air, online, and now available on all leading smart speakers, including Google Home. Just say, okay, Google, play KSRO. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO. Around the county, around the country. We're everywhere you are.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
I'm Quinn Cook with the Golden State Warriors.
I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Damian Jones.
This is Where the Warriors Play.
103.5, 94.5.
KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning once again. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, and we've had 2 lucky winners so far with our trivia contest. We're going to take a little break from that, talk about some real estate. And, you know, right now we currently have just about 800 and something listings on the market. Not too many, even though that's up substantially from last year. It's still, you know, 800 listings, guys, is not much, okay? I mean, it's just not there. The median home price, as we talked about it before on the show, had dropped pretty dramatically. We had a high of almost $700,000. That median home price has come crashing on down to about $615,000. So we were flat last year, the month before last, with our minimum home price, and we came down about 5% the following, which is just passed in November. You shouldn't eat a biscotti before you go on the air. Those little aniseeds get cut in my throat.
Should that be in the radio broadcasting school?
Yeah. Don't eat a cookie before you go on the air. So the sales, you know, and I was on Pat's show. She was asking about the land sales, and you know, it's really 2 different types of, what shall I say, environments that those land sales. You just can't say the land or the lot sales after the fire. You have to break them down into the areas. In the Northwest area, obviously, Coffee Park had a significant, you know, a ravaging of their neighborhood. Whereas in the Northeast area, it came down, you know, Marquest Road. It took out, you know, homes over off of Linden Lane, Crystal Drive, and Reebley Valley. And then came down, you know, Marquest and got into to Wiki up. And it was and then right into Larkfield and then went over the hill in the Fountain Grove and Sky Farm. So it was really a tremendous, you know, when you look at the property types that were taken out, you know, you had country properties, large estates. You know, you had, you know, most of the homes in the Northeast area. You had some, you know, really solid housing stock, say, Larkfield and in Wiki up that area. And then when it went in the Fountain Grove, you know, it got into, you know, all sorts of areas. It got into Stonefield condos, took out the hotel. You know, it really got up into the upper level of the pricing tier. So you see pricing and you see what's going on up there. And, you know, there have been some significant sales since, you know, we're going on about a year and a month after the fire. And there were 334 sales approximately for that Northeast area. And it's really interesting to see, you know, the medium home price the medium lot price is almost double that of the Northwest area, Coffee Park. The 270 is the medium home price for the sold lots in the Northeast area. And, you know, they range all the way from, you know, 175,000 all the way up to, you know, 2.2 million, because a lot of these properties were estate properties where the land itself is valued at that. And so, you know, it's been across the board. In the Northwest area, though, you can look at the lot sales, and right now there's only 25 active listings approximately for the Northwest area, and they've sold about 113 lots in the Northwest. And, you know, they're building like crazy in the Northwest. However, in the Northeast, you know, we're still behind quite a bit. When you look at the fires, I was reading an article in today's PD, which talks about the top 10 business and personal finance stories for 2018. And I'll just quote out of the PE: the majority of people whose homes were burned in the fires haven't rebuilt their houses or applied for the building permits. I think the operative point there is haven't even applied for building permits. Of the 5,334 homes destroyed across the county, 57% of the property owners, or a total of 3,064, have yet to apply for a building permit. Okay, so you've got this window going to be closing in about 10 months regarding the insurance being paid for people who lost their homes in rentals. And as we well know, some of those rental properties are, you know, the rents being paid by the insurance company are pretty spectacular. I've got a friend who lost his home in Fountain Grove, and he's paying, I think his insurance company's paying almost $12,000 a month for his insurance. I asked him, are you going to pay that when the insurance expires? And he goes, no, I'm not. But he's yet to get a building permit. He's yet to get plans. So a lot of people, I think, are really on the fence. And either we're going to have, you know, a whole bunch of more lots come on the market, or we're going to see a building, you know, boom when it comes to multi-million dollar properties. If you look at what these homes are selling for and what the lots are selling for, and then, you know, you use like maybe $350 a foot, $375 a foot, you know, you're looking at like $1.3 million, take a 3,600 square foot house, you know, you're going to have an end product that's going to be, you know, market value of, who knows, maybe $1.8 million, $1.9 million, $2 million. Can we absorb that? Is the, you know, is the market there to take those homes? So we're either going to see a whole bunch of spec, you know, multi-million dollar properties, or we're going to go ahead and see just what's, you know, how many people actually start rebuilding. So we have a, is this a question, Joe?
Yeah, they're not sure what geography you're talking about when you're not talking northwest or northeast.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, the northeast is, you know, if you use 101 as the north-south axis, folks, okay, when I speak about areas, I'm speaking areas, as I understand it, through our multiple listing service, which most realtors use as their kind of orientation when it comes to areas. So if you use the 101 as north-south, and then we usually use, let's see, Highway 12 probably. You know, there's some argument about that. But Highway 12, when it goes off to the west, that's kind of like the division between northwest and southwest. So, like, everything left of Highway 12 when you're going towards Sebastopol, bordered by the freeway, okay, is the southwest area, right? And then the northwest area would be going up the freeway but going out west county, you know, everything above. So that would include, you know, like where Stony Point comes in, Fulton Road comes in, those areas going up there. I'm trying to think where Occidental Road comes across. That's a good point also. Bordered by 101 in the middle. And then the northeast area is everything by pretty much College Avenue. If you follow College Avenue all the way out to 4th Street at the Flamingo, and you keep going out Highway 12, that's the southern portion of the northeast area, okay? Then the southeast area is Bennett Valley, Montgomery Village, and all that kind of stuff. So I apologize for that. I do that a lot. We use our nomenclature, which we shouldn't be doing. I should always explain to you guys what the heck I'm talking about. It would be a good idea.
That would help.
That would help. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about the northwest area, in this specifically, with these land sales, I'm able to kind of drill it down so I know that most of the land sales I'm talking about are happening in the Coffee Park area. And, you know, they had a whole rash of properties there for sale. Now they only have, I think, 31 active listings. And in the northeast area, as he looks through his list, there's 171. So there's like almost six times as many properties available in the northeast area right now. And I think more to come. You're probably going to see more to come. So stay tuned. We're going to chat about this, plus throw out another trivia. Let's see. Before the news, so what – let's see. You got a question there you want to do?
Was the last question good?
It was good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll try this. What grade was Ralphie given on his theme essay?
It was one of my questions.
Oh, is it? So that's a good one
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay. What grade was Ralphie's given on the themed essay, What I Want for Christmas?
Right, yeah. And I know what that is. Now, in the movie, there's his grade he gets, and then there's the teacher's grade. Okay, and what did she write on the paper also? Okay, so that's our latest trivia.
You add to every question, don't you?
Yeah, but it makes people know that. 636-1350, 636-1350. Give us a call if you know that. After the news, we'll take a break for the news and come back. But before we go, we have a wipeout. So Navy beat what?
Yes, this is sort of special because, you know, how
it's
long
a bowl game. You're not supposed to get wiped out of a bowl game.
Not only that, when we've been doing wipeouts since we've done this show, right? And Army has been on the wrong side of many
a
wipeout.
Yes, many of them. Many.
And yesterday they beat Houston 70-14. It's the second time in college bowl history a team has scored 70 points.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? How many passes they threw to get that 70 points?
Yes.
A whole total of four.
Oh, my God. It was a running game, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. They run the, you know, the option.
Great thing. Defense on Houston.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Houston sort of gave up when they were behind 42-7 at the half.
All right. Well, we'll give up on this half an hour of the show. We'll take a break. We got a call coming in. Stay tuned. This is the Real Estate Hour. We're talking a Christmas story of trivia. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays. We'll be right back after these words.
Where the love light gleams, I'll be home for Christmas.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Democrats and Republicans are warning that the partial government shutdown could last into the new year. Senator Chris Coons, Delaware Democrat, says there's no path for President Trump to get $5 billion for a border wall but Democrats will agree to funding more border security with more officers and high-tech help.
The administration hasn't spent yet the $1.3 billion we appropriated for border security this year.
Incoming acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says of a President Trump campaign promise, there's no way to force Mexico to pay for a wall. President Trump announcing that he's making Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan the acting Pentagon chief, leading to an earlier exit at the end of the year for Defense Secretary James Mattis, who is resigning over the decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. Senator Rand Paul, Kentucky Republican, agrees with the president.
Even General Mattis said that there's no military solution to Syria, and he's also said there's no military solution to Afghanistan.
Paul and Coons on CBS's Face the Nation. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Rain and showers expected before Christmas. Today we should have showers at 60 degrees, 58 on the coast. More light rain tonight, low 48, 50 on the shores. Rain expected for tomorrow at 56 degrees across the county. Christmas Day, though, sunny skies at 58. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yep, you can be hopefully at a home for Christmas. And if you are, congratulations. If you're in escrow and you're getting ready to close maybe before, which would have to be tomorrow, because after that it's going to be, you won't be in a home before Christmas, but hopefully you'll be in a home this year, which you still can do, because we still have time in the remaining part of the year to go ahead and close a transaction. But we're now doing trivia contests about the Christmas story, because this is our kind of holiday show. We do this every year, the last show before Christmas, and we have a caller on the line, Ryan, and he knows the grade that Ralphie got on his composition, What I Want for Christmas. So take it away.
A C plus.
You got it. You got it. And what did she write on the test?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You're darn right. So are you a big aficionado of A Christmas Story, or did you just Wikipedia that?
Oh, no. I love A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, and Ernest Saves Christmas, my top three Christmas movies.
Ernest Saves Christmas, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah. Yeah, I've been leaning now lately to Polar Express. I know it's a kid's movie, but it's really clever how they do it in the animation.
Absolutely.
Tom Hanks is great in that, as usual.
Yeah, and I love the whole the scene at the end where they talk about the bells falling silent for all the adults, but you can still hear it. Classic.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Well, look, you have a great holiday season, Ryan. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned. Joe's going to get your mailing stuff. You got it, all that good stuff. Okay. Well, look, you have a great Christmas, buddy. Thanks for listening
to
the
show. Merry Christmas.
Hey, you too. Take care.
All right, you bet.
All right. So we're getting, so how many is that? Three?
That's three, yes. And boy, they know their stuff.
You know, our audience is a very sharp.
If they're not picking up anything else from this show, they're picking up.
Well, hopefully they're picking up more than that. You know, I appreciate you guys being, you know, A Christmas Story aficionados, but hopefully you're picking up more than what Ralphie got on his composition for what he wants for Christmas. But anyway, so we'll do some more trivia here. We got another half an hour of the show. Excuse me. We're looking at, the way the market's been going, and people have been calling me and asking me, so what do you think? What should I do? Should I put my house on the market? Should I, wait until the spring? When does the spring start? I mean, all this kind of stuff. Well, we just started winter, right? What, yesterday or the day before was the first official day of winter, the 21st. And so now, we are officially in the winter doldrums, so to speak. And obviously, it's a seasonal market. We have been a seasonal market since the REOs went away. That's the real estate owned or the bank foreclosure market, which was very huge. You know, we came off of the crash, and our bottom was like in 2009. That's when we really hit our bottom as far as pricing is concerned. And then we started kind of creeping back up a little bit. But the advent of the REO, or the real estate owned listing and property, they would put those on the market throughout the year. They had no concept of a traditional or seasonal market. And the banks would just put them on when they felt like it. So we had, pretty good inventory throughout that time. When you look at the numbers of what we had, 2,500, 2,000, 1,500 listings at a time. And, a lot of smart people bought all that real estate when it was really at the bottom. And now a lot of people are calling us saying, okay, Mike, is this the bottom? Is the bottom going to be coming? What should I look for in the bottom? And, I've been scouring the newspapers, and you heard it last week. We were talking about Mr. Robert Shiller, who invented, Case-Shiller, which is an index which tracks home sales and especially, a price appreciation in marketplaces. And, across the country, you see it now where things are just not selling as they once did. We're not seeing any dramatic, number slides. I mean, when you look at where we are today versus last year, the sales are down maybe about 5%, which is not a killer. But it's been going on this way, though, for the last 5 or 6 years, where the sales are just, we're in a very hot market. It's kind of a very strange thing we have, where we're in this very hot market, but we're not really seeing the inventory. Now, you would think in a really hot market, people would be wanting to sell their homes and make some money and then, move on. But we did not see that. We have not seen a huge amount of listings coming to the market. And that's a whole different ballgame when you look at, people moving. It's more demographic and sociological than it really is has to do with pricing. I think people have been holding onto their homes longer and longer and longer. It's up to 11 years now that the last stats I read. So people are just not moving around like they used to. We talked about it on the show here before about the boomers, being kind of taken out of the marketplace because they really are not, buying anymore. They're if they make a buy, it's going to probably be the last buy. Okay, and we'll probably see a wave of boomers, probably in the next, 5 years, who will be making that final move, and then they're out of the market. And then you have to, look at the Xers coming up, and then the millennials, and see what they're going to be doing. But the millennials, they're the biggest generation ever. We boomers were surpassed by the millennials, but not by the consumption, which we, which are boomers. The old adage with the boomers is, we want it now. And we went and had the money, we bought it, we got it now. So that, and who knows, maybe the kids, we had are all looking at us going, yeah, maybe that wasn't that good of an idea. Matter of fact, there was one really interesting, it was kind of a question that was, given to millennials when they were buying homes, and they were being told, the millennials were saying, we don't want big sprawling 3,000 square foot houses. We want, homes that have more central living space. That's why people love that great room effect, where you have the kitchen and the family dining room all combined into this one huge room. It's because, they asked millennials, why do you want that? He goes, well, when we were growing up, mom and dad would get in a fight, And mom and dad would go to their own end of the house because they had the square footage, and they wouldn't work it out. They wouldn't talk to each other. And they got divorced, and we don't want to get divorced. You know, we love each other. We're young and in love, and we want to be in the same room with the other forever. Give it 10 years, guys. You'd be going, give me the big house. I want a place. I want a man cave. You know? That's a very cynical. Joe and I looked at each other laughed at the same time. So aren't we cynical? Yeah, aren't we cynical? Yeah. But no, young and in love.
Merry
and that's
Christmas,
great.
Everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. That's kind of what's going on when you look at the housing that millennials want. So we'll see what happens. But as far as the sales are concerned, you know, they're not really off that dramatically. And you know, there's a lot of hand wringing going on about, oh my God, the sales are down. Unfortunately, the sales kind of like dropped in the last 2 months of this year so far. We have some tremendous fall offs August to September, then October to November, where they dropped like huge 30%. Per month in those 2 months. We had a little up kick in October. But then we had those two other months before and after that where it dropped like 30%. So people were going, whoa, what is this? And, and there's a lot of movement going on right now in real estate. There's a lot of companies coming in that are buying older companies that are merging, putting out, their various things they offer the consumer. There's a good diverse, amount of real estate companies out there. There's also a lot of lenders out there, a lot of new companies that have started. So they're all kind of going, okay, where are the sales? Because when you expand, guys, you're spending a lot of money buying companies. You better have some sales. If you don't have the sales, then, you're going to be kind of look at your bottom line going, oops, gulp, that kind of stuff. So it's very interesting right now in our current marketplace here in Sonoma County. We'll see. So the time to put it on the market, people say wait till the Super Bowl is done. I've always been one of those who says don't wait till the spring market because everybody does. I think you'd want to get it on before then. I've been talking to a lot of people in the last 2 or 3 weeks, about their properties. What should we do? So the nice thing about talking to me now is that we can, sit down and get a really good plan of attack and say, okay, fine. And if you're going to put it on the spring or be just before the spring, perhaps, maybe you should be doing this and doing that and, taking care of this. Some issues that people have with homes that may take a little bit of work to get the taken care of. Now's the time to do it. I would say now's the time to do it because most people are not doing home improvement. But then again, when you're trying to rebuild 5,200 houses, contractors are few and far between. I'm going to come back and talk to you about a contractor who I recommend, and he's got a great website I want you to go to and check it out. But let's do one more trivia, Joe. What do you got there? So we got Christmas story.
So I've been pretty good so far, so I get to do it again. Okay, let's see. What happened to the Parker family's Christmas turkey? Is that a good one?
People should know that. Okay. Number one, what happened to it?
What did the family eat instead of the turkey?
That's good too. Okay, so we have a two-part question. Okay, we all know what happened to the turkey. You know what happened. Okay, but what did they eat? Where did they go to eat? Okay, after they lost the turkey.
Where did they go or what did they have?
See, that's
oh, it. So they went somewhere.
Wah, 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 wah. Okay. I'll give it a lead. There's your wah, 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 wah. Okay. Anybody in the Christmas story is laughing right now going, yeah, we know where they went. Okay, so they lost what? How did they lose it? Where did they go? Take a break. Give us a call, 636-1350. Come on, Joe. I got to take a picture of Joe. Joe's got his ugly Giants sweater, which I gave to you, actually. So.
A year ago today.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't think it's that ugly, actually, but this Giants season was.
Eyes of the beholder, Joe. Eyes of the beholder.
Giants season was, but I asked a question, and you add three things to it.
That's I know that. People can figure that
what
out.
What a team.
Yeah, what a team. 636-1350. That'll be our last A Christmas Story trivia for the day. Happy holidays, one and all. We'll take a break and come back. More with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly of Keller Williams Realty, right back after these words.
Cook fires. His confidence is not wavering. His confidence is sky high. That's his fourth three of the quarter. He's got 12 points.
This is Quinn Cook from the world champion Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to FM News Talk Radio, 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
If you're selling a home in Sonoma County, you know the fires have changed everything. It's more important than ever to have an agent who really knows the market. That's why you should call Mike Kelly.
It's a different landscape these days. You're dealing with insurance companies, lawyers, inspectors. I can help you get through all of this stuff and sell your home the right way with less hassle.
If you've been affected by the fires, you need the Mike Kelly difference. Let Mike use his Sonoma County resources and connections to get you through all the obstacles and his market knowledge to help you set the right price.
There'll be a lot of homes coming on the market, so now's the time to list yours. Show me your home, and I'll show you three quick and easy tips to maximize the return on your investment, even if you don't use me.
If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Find Mike at MikeKelly.com or call Mike at 707-322-8503, 707-322-8503.
Windsor hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
I'll be home for Christmas.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour. We're talking about real estate, plus our kind of our holiday show we do every year. And Joe is replete in his Giants ugly sweater, which he thinks is really cool. Which I guess if you're a Giants fan, that's kind of cool. But, huh? It's delightful, Joe. It's delightful. Where's my phone? I didn't take a picture of that thing. We'll have to take a picture before.
I think you have a picture of it on this time last year.
Do I? Yeah. All right, go to Facebook, look back, and you'll see it. So we're talking real estate, and we also have a trivia question regarding a Christmas story. That's what happened to – what was your question? What happened to the Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm supposed to Christmas remember dinner. That, and yes. What happened to the Parker family Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
And what did the family eat instead of turkey for Christmas
dinner? And that's a real easy one.
You said where did
they
go?
If you know the movie, that's a really easy one, guys. So 636-1350, 636-1350, our last trivia question for the Christmas story for the year. Yay! And everybody's plotting out there and everything. But so you want to get into the mix, give us a call, 636-1350. Okay, good, cool.
You want to ask that bonus question?
Oh, if they know it, they can ask.
No,
answer it.
I mean,
we'll get
the
them on the phone.
We had
we'll
off
talk
the air.
About what was
what was the old man's first name?
Ooh, that's tough. See, I don't know that.
No, she said you didn't know it.
Yeah, I know she said that. My wife called in and was giving us grief. Anyway, so
that's called stumping the host.
Stumping the host. Let's play Stump the Host. So we're talking about real estate sales and what's going on in the marketplace and how we're all trying to figure it out. And, should you put your house on the market now? Should I stay or should I go? And, we're kind of up in the air, a lot of us, about where this market will go next year. You know, when you look at the sales of land that have happened, there's a whole lot of lots that have sold up in that, area up in the Northeast area. Most of the Northwest area, it'll be really interesting to see when this market when these homes are all rebuilt, what they start selling for or what they'll be asking in the way of pricing. The insurance costs to rebuild some of these homes are pretty tremendous. That's why a lot of people are not in the throes of building. Simply because, they've gotten the bids back and they go, how much? And so they're a little concerned about that. A lot of them are having retrenching their goals and saying, maybe we don't rebuild. Maybe we just go out and buy another home. Or, perhaps we move down as we were going to do anyway. The fire, made everybody speed up their decisions as to, future house buying, simply because a lot of those people in the northeast area, when they were selling, they were going to be moving down, leaving the area, hopefully buying here in Sonoma County. But a lot of people were leaving. I mean, there's one neighborhood I know where about six neighbors all went to Arizona. So Arizona is very appealing. Texas is very appealing for a lot of people. And we had one of our agents, Russ Lee, move to Nashville, the Nashville market, which is pretty hot. But when you look at in Denver, they have an affordability crisis because homes cost $350,000. So you kind of go, what? How did that happen? Well, it's all relative to what people can afford. When I go back and I read my old Press Democrat stories, it's remarkable, how the same theme is repeated over and over and over again. We have a housing crisis. And, I think there's a really super awareness of it now. I mean, a lot of people are really actually starting to do things about it. The homeless issue is, I don't know who's going to figure that one out. But there's a lot of issues, revolving about that. We were out at the Guerneville Vets Hall and working with Tim Miller, who is the executive director of one of the homeless programs out in that area. Tim used to be with the Red Cross and a fellow Rotarian. And we had, myself and I thought five or six other Rotarians out at the Vets Hall serving, a spaghetti dinner for folks out there. And, there were about 45 to 50 people there, and they sleep at the Vets Hall. And I was raised in Guerneville, and the Vets Hall, in the old days when I was a kid, that was used pretty much for, civic, gatherings, this kind of thing. I was talking to Tim about it. It has a concrete parking lot, right, at the Vets Hall. We had a grease pig contest there when I was a kid. And we were all trying to catch this pig on the concrete in the summertime. That would be, number one, you probably couldn't do that because it'd be, cruelty to animals. And then because you greased a pig and let a bunch of kids try to tackle it. But on concrete.
On concrete in summertime is enough for me. God,
no. And we're all going, yeah, yahoo, we're all bouncing around.
All scraped up.
Oh, scraped up like crazy. I figured they probably, that's the last time they had it there. Duh. But my mother used to go down there during the floods, after we'd have a flood. We always had a few people who got, inundated who maybe were new to the area and didn't realize that that home they moved into in June, they didn't notice the mud ring on the redwood tree that was 10 feet above the cabin, which was a high water mark. So my mother would go down there and she would cook breakfast and for everybody, and she had a restaurant in Greenville anyway. So, but there's 45 people homeless there that are actually living or not really living, sheltering in the Vets Hall, and a lot of them had dogs and stuff. So I think next time we go out, we're going to try to get some donations of dog food for the doggies out there. But it's pretty remarkable the number of homeless that are out at any one time. I think it's something on the order of 3,000 or something like that. I don't know what you're going to do about that. But then again, you have the whole affordable housing issue just for renters. I mean, remember, we lost, Coffee Park, I think, was 40% renters. So there's a lot of properties out there that, were taken out by the fire. And they're going to be rebuilt. They're going to be brand new. And, it stands to reason that they're not going to be charging the same amount of rent they had for an older single-family house. These are all going to be brand new. So, hence, that'll probably drive up the, cost of rentals, or not really drive the cost of rentals, as it will bring those rentals up to market, the way it is now. So, what? Oh, Kathy Slack's here. Look, she's like Mrs. Santa Claus. How are you, darling?
Merry Christmas.
And to you. Grab a microphone.
Okay.
She's got it.
There you
Look
go.
At you. You're gorgeous. She's
Why, thank you. I'm Mrs. Claus.
You are Mrs. Claus. Man, if you don't know Kathy Slack, she is one of the singers in the Pointman Sisters and has a fabulous voice.
Why, thank you.
Yeah, you look terrific.
Why, thank you. I was out spreading Christmas cheer.
She dressed up for the show.
That's right.
Yeah,
I heard
did.
You guys talking, you know, and I had to see this giant's ugly sweater here.
Do you think this is ugly?
Actually, no. I think it's pretty cool.
Thank you. So our trivia question, okay, the last trivia question for the Christmas story.
Yes.
Do you know the Christmas story?
I know the movie. I am not a trivia buff. I'm guessing Chinese, and I don't know what the restaurant is.
Oh, that's good. That's half the question. But what happened to their dinner?
I don't know. I don't remember. What? The dog ate it?
Yeah.
A little birdie just told me.
The dog, yeah, Joe's over there whispering. So that's our final question.
Did we just answer it?
You just answered it.
What do I win?
So what you win?
I don't know. You brought me some
Wait,
cool
you
stuff
won.
Here. Yeah. That's
Joe,
great.
Joe, you won.
All right.
Gosh, all right.
We're getting on these great presents here. Thank you very much, Kathy.
My pleasure.
Where's your phone, Joe? You got your phone? Take a picture of Kathy.
Oh, okay.
We'll get photos.
Yeah, we got to get photos.
Yeah.
This is our holiday special, so it's kind of our...
So ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 and all that good stuff. So how's KSRO, the Marconi Award-winning KSRO, doing?
You know, couldn't be better.
Yeah?
We just got another ratings book, and it was really good.
Wow,
Yay!
Cool. Good
Thank
for
you,
us.
Everybody,
good
for listening.
All right, we're going to get a picture.
Okay.
So this is
great radio,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, great radio, folks. But I'm going to put this on our website so you can see Kathy. She looks
all
absolutely
right.
gorgeous.
Okay, I got to do that. Wait, one more. Stay right there.
That's good.
Thank you, Gabby.
That was silent.
Great radio. And you look terrific, too.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I think I'll do this every year. This is
you
the first
should.
Year I've done this.
That's a heck of an outfit.
It's so fun.
Really? Is Pat going to wear that all next week during holidays
yeah.
and stuff?
I'll leave it in her closet.
Leave it in her closet.
Yeah.
She's about, I think, about a foot shorter than you are. So.
No, Pat Kerrigan? No.
I thought she was short.
No, she is not short. She's tall and mighty.
Tall and mighty. Well, we know
five
she's
foot
mighty.
5 foot 7, I think.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Kathy.
Oh, my pleasure.
You want to end with a song? Do we have time for a song?
Oh, probably not. I saw him holding
Santa
up fingers.
Santa baby.
About a minute and a half.
Minute and a half, right.
I don't know all of the verse, but, you know, here we go. Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
All right.
Nice, Joe.
Now, so are you performing here at the station?
Yes.
All week long? Now, so you have any gigs coming up?
January 4th will be at the Red Brick in Petaluma.
The Red Brick, okay.
Yeah, that's our kickoff the New Year show.
So that's the Pointless Sisters.
That right? is the Pointless Sisters rockin' show band.
You got it, got it. And, you know, Kathy sings around quite a bit.
I do. We know? Just did a fundraiser for the Butte County Fire Survivors.
Really?
On Tuesday, we had 5 bands at the Flamingo.
Wow.
And raised nearly $5,500 in one night with a bunch of local musicians. So
cool.
We were super happy.
Great, great, great. Well, thanks for coming in and thanks
oh, my
for the
pleasure.
Gift. And Happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you.
Back at you.
You got
Back
it.
Back at you.
Okay, that's Kathy Slack, and she is our. She's
great
actually.
Great way to end the Christmas show.
What's that?
Great way to end the
great
Christmas show.
Great way to end
show.
The Christmas show, yeah. And it was so funny because Christmas Baby, I mean, that song. I heard another station talking about it going, should we play this song?
Oh, no, not
oh,
that
not.
One, too.
It's sexist. It's this. It's that. I think it is sexy. Yeah, cool. All right. It's been a great year. I'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour. We'll be ending the year with hopefully a bang. This is Mike Kelly and Kathy Slack of KSRO, the award-winning Marconi winners. And Joe, what's your last name? Pasquini. We'll see you next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.
The preceding was a paid presentation.